नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, जिह्वार्कनेत्रभ्रुकुटीरवसोग्रदंष्टात् आन्त्रस्रजक्षतजकेसरशङ्कुकर्णात् निरादभीतदिगिभादरिभिन्नकाग्रा नाहं विभेन्यजितेति भयानकास्य जिह्वार्कनेत्रभ्रुकुटीरवसोग्रदंष्ट्रात् आन्त्रस्रजक्षतजकेसरशङ्कुकर्णात् निरादभीतदिगिभादरिभिन्नकाग्रा
नट्
अहम्
आय् विभेमि फियर् आउट् आफ् इट्
अजिता
ओ द सुप्रीम् विक्टोरियस् Or the supreme person who is never conquered by anyone. Te of you. Iti.
Very much.
Ati.
Very much.
Bhayanaka.
Bhayanaka.
Fearful.
Asya.
Face. Face. Jiva.
Tongue.
Arcanetra.
Arcanetra.
Shining eyes like the sun.
Shining eyes like the sun.
Brukuti.
Brukuti.
Moving eyebrows.
Moving eyebrows.
Abhasa.
Abhasa.
Movement.
Movement.
Ugradangstrat.
Ugradangstrat.
From your pinching teeth.
From your pinching teeth.
Antrasarja. Garland made of intestines. Kshataja. On account of wounds. Kesara. Manes. Shankukarnat.
Very fixed up ears.
Niradabhita. Being afraid of roaring sound caused by you. Digbhat. That which even the big, big elephant is fleeing away. Aribhi.
That which fears the enemy.
Nakagrat.
Nakagrat.
By the tips of nails. Translation. My Lord, who is never conquered by anyone, certainly I am not at all afraid of your very ferocious mouth, tongue, bright eyes like the sunshine, movement of your eyebrows, very pinching, sharp set of teeth, garland of intestines, hands soaked with blood, fixed up high ears, your tumultuous sound which causes the elephants to go away to a distant place, and your nails which are meant for killing your enemies. Undoubtedly, I am not afraid of them.
रवस का क्या अर्थ है? रवस
रवस का वेग
है,
भृगुटी के वेग
मोमेंट. तो ताहक विभेमी अजिता ते अति भयानक अस्य जीवा अर्क नेत्र भुगुति रवसोग्र दवस्ता आदस्य खतके सरसं कुकर्णा निराहाद भीति दिवा रिभी लकाग्रा. So, Narayana Parasarve na kutasyana bimhati. This is the sign of pure devotee. Others, they are afraid of the fearful appearance of Narasimha Deva. But Prahlad Maharaj says that I am not afraid. You are the child of 5 years old. So, others were very, very afraid, even could not approach the Lord to pacify him. And Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid. So, there is a description of different features of the body of Nrisimhadev, description of the face, the ear, the manes, and the nails, everything very, very careful. But the nails, the significant word is here, Arivit Nakhagra, Arivit. Ori means enemy. And these nails are meant for piercing the chest of the enemy, not of the devotee. Ori hit, nakhagra. Everything is pierceful to the enemy, to the demons, but to the devotees, they are all beautiful. They are pleasing. That is the difference between the personality of Godhead and material personality. Everything, God is all good. Even God appears in such fearful attitude, it is beautiful to the devotee. God's stealing. This is abominable, stealing in this material world. But in the spiritual world, that stealing by Krishna is worshipable. Makkhan chor, butter thief. The devotee is like that Krishna should come to my house and steal my things, butter. That is the first time of Vrindavan Leela. Krishna will go to every house and steal butter. And they would be very much pleased that Krishna has come to steal here. They would come, a formally complaint lodged before Yashodama. And Krishna would be afraid. But these things are very, very enjoyable. Krishna is being chastised by Yashodavai, and still she is thinking whether Krishna has become very much afraid. This is called Vrindavan Leela. The love for Krishna is so strong that whatever Krishna does, that is beautiful. And the spiritual world, what is condemnable in this material world, that is very worshipable in the spiritual world. The spiritual world, the love is parokhyaros. Parokhyaros. Here in this material world, if you create some relationship with other's wife, that is very condemnable. But in the spiritual world, the loving affairs between the gopis and Krishna is the same. It's like that Krishna is making loving affairs with other's wife. Therefore sometimes, without understanding Krishna, if one tries to understand the loving affairs of Krishna in gopis, they misunderstand. They think that Krishna is woman hunter and Krishna is making love with others, wife and daughter. They do not know. Here the fearful attitude, very, very fearful, that is very pleasing to Prahlad Maharaj. He said, Naham Bibhemi Ajita. See, Bhayarakas, your face is very fearful to the enemies, but it is very beautiful to me. Everything. Naham Bibhemi Ajita Te Oti Bhayanakasa Jubha. Everything, fearful. In the next verse, Prahlad Maharaj will say that this fearful attitude of your Lordship is not at all fearful to me, as it is fearful to me, this material existence. That he will explain next verse. Tastusmyaham kriparamasala dusahogra samsara chakra kadana grasatham prani. This material world is very, very fearful to the devotees. They are very, very much afraid. This is the difference. Materialistic person, they are thinking, this world is very pleasing, we are enjoying. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. But the devotees, they think it is very, very fearful. How soon we shall get out of it? My Guru Maharaj used to say that this material world is not fit for living for any gentleman. No gentleman can live here. These things are not understood by the non-devotees. How much pinching this material world. Dukkhala, Krishna says, it is Dukkhalaya Vasasvatam. That is the difference between the devotee and non-devotee. The Dukkhalaya, they are trying to adjust how to make it Sukhalaya. That is not possible. So unless one becomes detestful of this material world, it is to be understood that he has not yet entered in the spiritual understanding. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. This is the taste of bhakti. If one has entered the domain of devotion and service, this material world will be not at all tasteful for him. Virakti, nama, arnarema. The Jagayamadai, too much materialistic, woman hunter, drunkard, meat eater. So, these things have become now common affairs. But it is very, very fearful for the devotees. Therefore we say, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no meat eating. It is very, very fearful. But they do not know. Murah na vijanati. They do not know it. They indulge it. The whole world is going on this platform. He does not know that he is creating a very, very fearful situation by indulging in these sinful activities. So, to get out of these habits, he requires tapasya, tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena, tamena tamena va, tyagena, saucha, jamena niyamena va. This is called advancement of spiritual life. Tapasya, the first thing is tapasya. Voluntarily rejecting the so-called comfortable situation of material world. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya. And to execute that tapasya, the first thing is brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means to avoid sex indulgence. That is called brahmacharya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena damena va tyagena sauta saucabhyam samena damena va. These are the... Therefore you find all transcendentalists, they are practicing tapasya very, very severe. That is required. The human life is meant for tapasya. That is human life. Human life is not meant for living like cats and dogs. That is not human life. Nāyāga deho deho bhājāga nilohi kastāna kāmāna arahati vijāgati. To live like cats and dogs is not meant for the human life. Human life is meant for tapodibbam putraka china suddheta satya. We have to execute tapasya, austerity. Why? To purify our existence. This present existence is not purified. Therefore we have to meet death. Otherwise we are eternal. Why should we meet death? This question does not arise at all. The modern civilization, they do not care for death. This is another daring. The death, they never question that we are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Why I shall meet death? This question does not arise at all. They think death is finished everything. This is called mūrha. They do not know things as they are, what it should be. They do not know that. So, in order to know all this transcendental subject matter, it is recommended, tad vijñānārtham sa gurumeva abhigacchet. One must approach the proper guru to understand this subject matter. That is success of human life. Otherwise, to live like cats and dogs, saiva gokhara, cows and asses, animal life, this is not civilization. Our this Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt, however small it may be, to bring back the human society to real civilization. It is not ordinary movement. They are not civilized. Murha, this is a civilization of rascals and fools. But to bring them back to knowledge, that is civilization. That civilization is spiritual life. Athāta brahma jignyāsa. This human life is meant for spiritual life, not for material life like cats and dogs. This is not required. This is Vedanta philosophy. Atata Brahma Jigyasa. One must try to learn what is the ultimate source of everything. Not that theorizing or what is called imagining something. Take knowledge from the right source. Brahma Vidya, the Vedic knowledge, and try to understand the situation. What is Brahma? What you are? We are also Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. These things have to be known. And when we neglect to understand these things, that means we are going to the wrong way of life. Wrong way of life can be allowed up to the animal life. Out of 8,400,000 forms of life, the animal life, 3 million types of animal life, by evolutionary process, we come to the human life. Now we should inquire about spiritual life. There is civilization. Without spiritual life, without inquiring the spiritual life, it is animal life. Saiva Gokara. So try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. And spiritual life means to understand Krishna. That is spiritual life. Krishna comes to explain himself and hear from him and understand him as he said. Then as soon as you understand Krishna, your life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna, or God, is very difficult to understand. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tato. To understand God, to understand Krishna is not very easy job. Very, very difficult job. Therefore, you don't find anyone is interested in Krishna. Anywhere you go, all over the world, you make a statistic, nobody is interested in Krishna. Is it not a fact? Out of millions, Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu, out of millions. That's a fact. Nobody is interested in Krishna. Manushyanam sahasresu. So therefore, to understand Krishna is not very easy job. But by the grace of Krishna, you can understand Krishna. Krishna is explaining himself, that is Krishna. Grace. You take. And again Krishna is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show us the way how to understand Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means Krishna himself present to teach us how to understand Krishna. So Krishna is so kind. He is coming himself. He is teaching Bhagavad Gita. Again he is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as devotee, to become a devotee of Krishna. Krishna prema pradayata. He is not only teaching Krishna, but love of Krishna. Krishna, when he personally came, he did not teach how to love him. He simply asked, "You rascal, surrender to me." That's all. "You are all rascals, you have forgotten me, I am the Supreme, you are searching after so many wrong things, you have created so many so-called occupation and religious duties, but these are all useless, that much." But again Krishna came to teach people how to love Krishna. Therefore, Rupa Goswami offers his respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are not only giving Krishna, but giving love of Krishna. That is very rare thing. Prema pumartha maha. People are after dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. Above this, there is fifth perfection, that is prema, Krishna prema. Prema pumartha maha. So this Krishna consciousness movement topmost education, culture, those who have come to Krishna consciousness movement, they should seriously take it and try to understand Krishna, then life will be successful. Thank you very much.